Il 5 maggio, by Alessandro Manzoni. He was as motionless as lay first mingled with the dead, the relics of the senseless clay when such a soul had fled. The earth astounded holds her breath, struck with the tidings of his death. She pauses the last hour to see of the dread man of destiny. Nor knows she when another tread, like that of the once mighty dead, shall such a footprint leave impressed as his in blood upon her breast. I saw him, blazing on his throne, yet hailed him not, by restless fate hurled from the giddy summit down, resume again his lofty state, saw him at last forever fall, still mute amid the shouts of all, free from base flattery while he rose, from baser outrage when he fell. Now his career has reached its close. My voice is raised, the truth to tell, and o'er his exiled urn will try to pour a strain that shall not die. From Alps to pyramids were thrown his bolts, from Scylla to the Don, from Manzanares to the Rhine, from sea to sea unerring hurled, and ere the flash had ceased to shine, burst on their aim and shook the world. Was this true glory? The high doom must be pronounced by his times to come. For us, we bow before his throne, who willed in gifting mortal clay with such a spirit to display a grander impress of his own. His was the stormy, fierce delight to dare adventure's boldest scheme, the soul of fire that burned for might, and could of naught but empire dream. And his the indomitable will, that dream of empire to fulfill, and to a greatness to attain, 'twere madness to have hoped to gain. All these were his, nor these alone, flight, victory, exile, and the throne, twice in the dust by thousands trod, twice on the altar as a god. 2 ages stood in arms arrayed, contending which should victor be. He spake, his mandate they obeyed, and bowed to hear their destiny. He stepped between them to assume the mastery and pronounce their doom, then vanished, and in active war life's remnant out on that lone shore. Envy did his palmy state, what pity his reverses move, object of unrelenting hate and unextinguishable love. As beat innumerable waves o'er the last floating plank that saves one sailor from the wreck, whose eye intently gazes o'er the main, far in the distance to descry some speck of hope, but all in vain, did countless waves of memory roll incessant, thronging on his soul, recording for a future age the tale of his renown, how often on the immortal page his hand sank weary down. Oft on some sea-beat cliff alone he stood, the lingering daylight gone, and pensive evening come at last, with folded arms and eyes declined, while, oh, what visions on his mind came rushing of the past. The rampart stormed, lie tented afield, his eagles glittering far and wide, his columns never taught to yield, his cavalry's resistless tide, watching each motion of his hand, swift to obey the swift command. Such thoughts perchance last filled his breast, and his departing soul oppressed to tempt it to despair, till from on high a hand of might and mercy came to guide its flight up to a purer air, leading it o'er hope's path of flowers to the celestial plains, where greater happiness is ours than even fancy feigns, and where earth's fleeting glories fade into the shadow of a shade. Immortal, bright, beneficent, faith used to victories, on thy roll write this with joy, for never bent beneath death's hand a haughtier soul. thou from the worn and pallid clay chase every bitter word away that would insult the dead. His holy crucifix, whose breath has the power to raise and to depress, send consolation and distress, lay by him on that lowly bed, and hallowed it in death.